Blog Talk Radio.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down, friends don't treat me like they used to. Since I laid my burden down, friends don't treat me like they used to. Since I laid my burdens down, burden down, Lord, burden down. Oh, since I laid my burden down, burden down, Lord, burden down, Lord. Since I laid my burden down. Amen. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Since I laid my burdens down, all of the glory and the honor and the praises, they go to God. And I magnify him on this afternoon for that. All of the glory and all of the praises and the honor, it goes to God. Amen. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch, author and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose, and I am enjoying my life, and all of the glory and the honor and the praises go to God, because I never would have thought that I would that I would be where I am today in the Lord. And I thank God, because he's the one that made it all possible. All things are possible with God. And I thank him for that on today. But I'm living. I'm not just existing anymore. There was a time that I just existed for everybody else. Oh, but praise God. Praise God. He taught me. He taught me, and he's yet teaching me how to live and not just exist. Anybody can just exist. Oh, but can you live? Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And living with God, living on the inside of me, directing me, protecting me, giving me what to do, when to do, how to do it. Oh, my God. That is living when you have God in your life. So to God be the glory, for he's so worthy of all of our praises on today. I love it. I love it. And I really do. I love it, living my life with God in my life. I'm excited. I am excited about living this life, and I thank God for it. I thank God for telling me who I am. Yes, I thank him for that. He told me that I am a customer service agent for him, and what I do is service souls. And how do I service souls? Through encouragement. This broadcast is a serving souls. It's encouragement to others, to those that listen, want to be encouraged by God's word, that's exactly what I do. He said if I would lift him up, yes, and I love and enjoy lifting up the name of Jesus. He said he would draw all men unto him. So that's what I'm about. It's to God be the glory. To God be the glory. I love it. I love it that I'm not in competition with nobody. Nobody but me. Me, myself, and I. And that's to get a job done on God's program that God would be pleased with. So that's why it's to God be the glory. To God be the glory in all the things that I do on his program. It's to his glory. And I love that. I love what I do. I have a passion for what I do. And I thank God that I do have a passion for his word. And that keeps me encouraged. It keeps me encouraged. And I thank God for that. I am a practicing believer who practice living the word of God. So I practice living it. If when I'm reading the word, meditating on the word, I want that word to be so in me that it's a part of me. It's that outfit that I'm wearing for today. I'm dressing. That's what I'm doing. I'm dressing all of my outfits, hanging in the closet. The word of God is the closet, that walk-in closet. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And so all of the outfits that's in the word, there are many, many outfits in God's word, and he wants us to dress in them. Put them on and wear the word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. And become like him. So it's glory. To God be the glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And so I practice the God habit. I practice dressing in the word of God. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you. Practice makes perfect. And I'm striving for that perfection in God's word, to live it like he would have me to live it, lining up with God's word. I want to be ready when God comes back, because he's not coming back time to get us ready. He's coming back because we are ready. Amen. And I want to walk that runway. Yes, I do. And I want to hear those words. Well done, my good and faithful servant. To God be the glory. And so that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. All to the glory and to the honor of God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Dressed. Thank you, God. In his word, I want to be dressed in it. Yes, I do. God designed his designer word, because he designed it just for us, just for the believer. God designed his word. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus, that we would be dressed. Thank you, God, like the soldiers that we are in the army of the Lord. Thank you. Thank you today, God. Thank you. So I'm so glad and I'm so happy that you are here with me on today, on this Wednesday, November the 8th. Can you believe it? That we are already in November and right at Thanksgiving and Christmas. Yes, we are right around the corner. But I praise God. I praise God for it on today. And we thank God for you being here and listening in on today. So we're going to have a word of prayer. So I want you to join me. Join me in prayer. Join me in prayer. What is it that you have on your heart that you want God answer to take care of for you? So I want you to get it in your mind and in your heart. And we're going to go to the throne of grace, and I'm going to believe with you and for you. And we're going to touch and agree for God to work whatever it is, for him to work it out, for him to carry you on through, for him to grant it, grant your heart's desire. He says over in Mark 11 and 24 that whatsoever we ask in prayer, because prayer is the way that we call him up. Not by our cell phones, not by our iPads, not by our computers, all but by prayer. You call him up, and you can tell him what you want. So he said, while we're yet praying, thank you, Lord Jesus, while we're yet calling him, thank you, he said, believe that we received it already. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lord, that we've received it. Thank you, Lord. And we can have it. It's ours. It's ours. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead and take it while we're in prayer. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Praise God. For he's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. All right, let's go to the throne of grace, talking to our Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you on this Wednesday afternoon, God. We magnify you, and we give you the glory, and we give you the praise, God. What a mighty God we serve on today. And we're so grateful, God. We're so grateful for you being in our lives, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it right now. We come asking that you would forgive us if we have done, if we've said, if we've thought, if we've acted, oh God, in any way, Lord, that displeases you. And we thank you for it right now. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for life, health, and strength on today, God, in your most holy name, Jesus. Thank you that you are life and health to all of our flesh. Thank you, God. You said your word, God. Your word is our medicine, Lord, and that we should take our dose. Well, we're taking our dose of your word, God, in the name of Jesus. And we're standing on it, God. Standing on your word, God. Standing on your word, God, that we might be healed, delivered, and set Ayanabosa, set free, God. And we thank you for that, God, in the name of Jesus. For you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon you, and with your stripes, yes, we are healed, oh God. We're delivered and we're set free, and we thank you for that on today, God. In the name of Jesus, I come touching and agreeing with my brother, with my sister on today, God, for whatever it is that they need and believe in you for, God, in the name of Jesus, whether it be healing, whether it be a financial need, blessing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, whatever it be, God, because not only do you supply our needs, oh God, but you give us our heart's desires, and we thank you for that, God. What a mighty God! Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we serve on today, God. You're great, and nothing, not nothing, is impossible for you to do, God. All things, Lord, they're possible with you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God, that we know that, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for this is a confidence that we have in you, God, that we, if we ask anything according to your will, God, you give it us. And then if we know, if we know that you hear us, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we have what we desired. And we thank you for that on today, God. Would you go into the hospitals, God? Go into the nursing homes, God. Go into the homes of your people, God, that are down and out, Lord, that are depressed on today, that are oppressed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We know that you are a deliverer, God. You are a great consolator, and you know how, God, to consolate each one, God, in the name of Jesus. Those that are listening, God, in over the broadcast, God, I touch and agree with them, God, in the name of Jesus, for that deliverance that they need, God, for that healing, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God. Would you look on our bishops, our elders, our ministers, our missionaries, the saints of God, and all of those, God, that are in St. Louis, Lord Jesus. Look on them. Keep them safe. Protect them, God, from all hurt, harm, and danger. In the name of Jesus, encamp your angels, oh God, your angels around them, God, and we thank you for it right now. Thank you for your favor, God, that's in our lives. Your favor, God, your favor, favor, God's favor. Thank you, that's in our lives, God. Every day, God, you show us your favor, and we thank you for it right now. In Jesus' name on today. And Lord, you said that we would acknowledge you in all of our ways and our doings, that you, God, would direct us. You would give us the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding that we need so desperately, Lord. And we thank you. You said if a man lack wisdom, you said let him ask. And we're asking and believing, oh God, for your wisdom on today to direct us in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray, and we thank you for it, and amen, and amen. Praise God, 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 praise him, praise the Lord. I praise God. Thank you. Thank God for prayer on today. Thank him. Thank him for the hotline of prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for that hookup, that telephone, that we can call him up. That telephone, call prayer. Thank God for it, that we can call him up. It doesn't matter what time of day or night it is, but we can call him anytime, and he will answer. He will answer our prayer, and we thank God for that. So if you have a prayer request on today and you would like for us to pray with you or for you, you can go to my website, www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and you can leave that request there, and we will be praying for you and with you. And we thank God for that. We thank God that we have a conference prayer line, and every morning from 7:15 to 7:30 we are on that conference prayer line, and we are thanking God for those that have joined us on the prayer line, and thank God for the victory reports that we are receiving from the prayer line. So if you would like to join us, I welcome you. I would love to invite you to come and join us. And that you could join us, that number is 515-739-1237. And then the code is 634-812. And you can join us Monday through Friday from 7:15 to 7:30. If ever we needed to pray, if ever we needed to talk to the Lord, if ever we needed to get direction from him, wisdom, it is now. We're living in that time. The enemy, you see him? is the only one that can make that enemy be at bay. Yes, the blood of Jesus, he shed his blood. He shed his blood for us. Thank you, God, that we may be able to talk to Daddy ourselves. And so we praise God for that. Thank him for prayer. So if you'd like to join us, and if you would like a motivational encourager to come to your event and encourage the people where you are, you can call, go to my email, mgreen60818@ahoo.in, and I will come, and I love encouraging others. That's what this broadcast is all about. It's about encouraging one another while it's yet called today. There's going to come a time, and we're not going to be able to do that. So, but while we can, why not do it the Lord's way? The Lord's way. So give me, email me, and let me know. And then if you would like to be a guest on my show, you can, that same email, you can email me. If you'd like to be a guest or a co-host with me on the show, call me up. And I would love to have you as a co-host. And now if you have a testimony that you would like to share, I'm here for the next 7 minutes, live and in living color. And you can call me up and share it at 646-787-8424. I extend that invitation to you, because I love the Lord. And if you want to share the love that you have, well, you have that opportunity to do it. So today, we are talking about, to God be the glory. I love that. To God be the glory. I am striving to live a life pleasing to God, pleasing to him. And I thank him for that. Psalms 34:3 says, "Oh, glorify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. When praises go up, blessings come down. The more I praise him, the better I feel." So whatever we do on God's program, it should be to his glory and to his honor. He gets the glory out of it. He gets the glory. And so we praise God for that. God is truly due the glory for all the things he has done for us and that he continually to do for us. 1 Chronicles 16:23-29 says, "Sing to the Lord." And that's what we should do. Sing. Instead of a negative, the singing helps to put a positive there. Some things we're not going to be able to change because it's all to the glory and to the honor of God. And he's in control. He knows how he wants us to go. And so what we need to do is line up with his word. When they align cars, they align them that they will be able to drive better. And so I'm imagining the stern wheel, you know, it's connected to the tire suspension, whatever that's called in there. But they're all connected. They're lined up. And sometimes we hit potholes and get out of line. And then we have to go back in and get it relined. So every day through prayer, we should be lining up with God's word. And it says, "Sing to the Lord, all the earth," everybody. Everybody sing to the Lord. It says, "Proclaim his salvation." Proclaim his salvation day after day. So day after day, we should be praising God for what he's already done for us. Jesus went to the cross. His only son. Thank you. He went to the cross for us while we were yet sinners. Thank you, Lord Jesus. To make salvation possible. impossible for us. Jesus, thank you, God. Jesus, Daddy, make me a body, and I'll go down, and I'll redeem them and give them another chance. Adam took away our chance in the garden, but Jesus gave us back our chance. Oh, praise God, praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Declare his glory among the nations. That's what we as believers, as Christians, should be doing, showing forth the goodness of God. Hallelujah. What he's done for us. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We should be, say, run and tell that. Tell it about Jesus, what Jesus has done for you, where he brought you from, what he brought you out of, how he delivered you, how he healed you, set you free. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It should be going everywhere. Believers, saints of God, telling of the goodness of the Lord. Some other stuff we ought to be keeping and not telling. Thank you, Lord Jesus, but telling of the goodness of Jesus, his marvelous deeds among all people. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. God is worthy of all of our praises. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And if you are a saint or you're a believer, thank you, Lord Jesus. I shouldn't have to convince you of this. God has already showed you what he can do. Thank you, Lord. But I want to encourage you. I want to wake up. I want you to wake up. Wake up your pure mind and begun to praise and magnify God for what he's already done. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Splendor, it says the praises. He is to be feared above all gods, that little gods. Our God is a great big God. For all the gods of the nations are idols. All the other gods, they're idols. There's only one true and living God, and that's our God. But the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and joy are in his dwelling place. Woo! The dwelling place. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, the 91 Psalm. Oh, I love dwelling. I love dwelling in the Word of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ascribe to the Lord all your families of nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. And ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering for him. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. My soul delights in the Lord. Ooh, my soul. Psalms 96, 4 through 9. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols. But the Lord made the heavens the splendor. He made everything. Psalms 118 and 28, you are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Psalms 86, 121, I will praise you, Lord, Lord my God. With all my heart, I will glorify your name forever. Our prayer, Psalms 86 and 2, I will praise you, Lord my God, with all my heart, I will glorify your name forever in Jesus' name. And we praise God. Praise God. To God, to God, to God be the glory for all of the things. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that he has already done and that God is doing right now and what he's about to do in our lives. Well, until the next time, praise God and give him all of the glory. Dr. Mary Tisdale Green saying bye-bye.